I have a letter completely opposite from George Rockbrook, where I persuaded him that the harmony in his fifth concerto, this big symmetrical harmony, very tonal. The only, it was two lines coming towards each other. As you know, with symmetrical harmonies, there's only two things. But either you can hit A on the same note, or if you're one displaced, then the only possible result was a quarter tone in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And I've got this letter from him saying, "You damn bloody Englishman, okay, you're right, here's your bloody quarter tone in the middle." This big note in the middle of it. So, we've given it to him.
Yeah.
Okay. Interestingly, I did this again later, of writing very slow on tempos which I wouldn't say are very slow.
No. I guess very slow I meant on...
The gesture, you mean?
Well, it's because all the previous ones are so frenetic, it's being kind of contemplative or kind of...
That's great. Competitive, isn't it? That's useful.
Yeah, I'll change very slow.
That's because you know, that's a big thing on the violin. Mm-hmm. So just no shift.
Just a touch though.
Okay, so
that's
thank you. I like your little Copeland. Do you dub on your Appalachian Spring things? It's very much like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering whether the second one should maybe be, because the first time you did it, your harmonic kind of breaks with the piano.
Yeah.
But when the piano's up the octave, something's lost a bit. I wonder maybe if the second one the piano should be down the octave as it was.
That might be a good idea, actually. Try that. The last one, take it down.
Yeah.
The last
one, just take it down to where it was before.
Well, interesting, actually, here. The left hand I've been playing an octave lower than written anyway, because I can't play where it's written.
Of course, yes, in the middle of that.
Because that's the same as the right
hand. Oh, of course.
I thought you had that. So, okay, so everything down.
I think that's also because then you've kept that little signature there.
Yeah. And the quintuple kind of. That's really lovely, but maybe just a tiny bit quieter.
So. You don't remember where the room here, but actually, that's kind of thing. You'll get into a larger room, and you wish you hadn't said that.
Oh, yeah, or maybe it's
because you're this is going to be basically.
But also, where? Because that's all different kinds of dynamics.
So just whenever you've got kind of repeated quintuplets, which aren't changing the pitch. So
100
is
96.
97
and
94.
Right. 96, 96. Oh, okay. So you do want me to voice it in a kind of conventional way, actually, then. Anyway, so keeping the accompaniment sort of lower than the. Let's try it again. I'll do something different. And you just say.
Maybe
it
was kind of vocal thing, like a trillador.
Yeah.
I've been reading.
It's funny because when we're playing it, I'm feeling that the quintuplets are like the most powerful voice. That's why. Rather than being a kind of murmuring thing.
Well, they're definitely they are very important in that sense.
Yeah.
I almost, if I'm honest, I almost wonder, don't change it now, whether a trick has been lost at 84 by the fact that you move the. Did you consider keeping the kind of cross rhythm in the duplets going of 83 as opposed to da 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 dee da dee dee? See what I mean? That if you're 85, da 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 da, they work a little bit like upbeats. I wondered whether you considered keeping the slightly more the cross feel in it.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I don't want something that's too like a beat. So
change the pedal mark. Change the pedal mark. That's all you want, because the pedal mark, because you start doing pedaling per beat.
That's just me being lazy.
That's what made it seem like it should be a lilt,
when it really
shouldn't be. And the thing is that it looks in 84 as if you're starting to do that because suddenly the harmony is starting to change.
Yeah.
But actually, even the first and the second beats of 84, they're the same harmony. So you really don't.
Rather that you kind of work, you sort of disguise the harmony.
That's exactly what I was doing that time, which I think made a big difference.
So maybe you sort of pedal on, I don't know, pedal twice
the
bar.
Don't tell me what to pedal, I'll work it out.
All right, cool.
You want to do it or do you want to leave that?
Can we just try the 92?
Okay, it's fine. 92, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll do the signal first.
Yeah.
Thank you.
is what the F sharp sound.
The second chord of bar 111 and the first chord of bar 112. Is that kind of French romantic again?
Option is for the previous chord to have the G sharp in the bass and swap the G sharp in the B, and then you go G sharp B. Solemne yet. I wonder if it needs a bit more of a kind of, as if you're putting a Sarastro-like kind of, and this is the way things are, kind of feel to it. Actually, even with a syncopation.
I tell you what, it's because of where it comes from. You know that pianissimo bit in the third section?
The
bit where you said that was too loud.
I
thought that you. The reason I projected it a bit was because that sounded to me like a quotation of, it sounded like it was a quotation of a hymn tune or something.
Thank you. song great. That was really nice.
Yeah. It's interesting the way the end then becomes like that's the beginning, but now with the kind of this thing in piano. This is put a carpet that he's doing. It's like they just happen to be in the same space.
Yeah.
Just very nice. It doesn't feel like the chords are coming. It feels like they're just finding their way up.
Yeah.
Very much like.
Yeah. Good. But the 118. Don't. Quite
to that energy. Yeah, I was waiting for things. I did exactly what you marked. One thing is saying this to Jeremy earlier is that don't forget that mezzo dynamics for soloists and chamber musicians are much stronger. If this was orchestral wise, it would be fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
But to be honest, I think I would suggest that you might want to even consider that phrase starts as almost a. It's you just can't second guess it, I know, but
yeah.
What
did you call it at the start?
Well, I think it kind of starts actually, to be honest, at a piano with an accent and finds its way gradually down to a pianissimo.
Okay.
But don't worry about it. It's all very clear. It's just that sometimes I think your mezzo forte with an accent always going to sound like forte.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
It really is.
Okay.
That's lovely.
That's great. And just for 121. So,
penultimate
note is G natural.
Oh my goodness, I'm sorry, I see. Do you know why? It's because of. Fine. I've actually written the G sharp for some reason. That's known to. Okay, that's changing.
Great. That's all good.
It's going great.
Yeah.
Really lovely piece.
Thank you very much.
It's
great.
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's definitely the best people I've ever had playing a piece of mine.
Oh,
thank you.
Yeah.
It's a good piece.
Thank you.
We'll play even better now.
Yes, exactly.